When you go to the polls to vote for the president of the United States of America, when you make your mark, when you say, this is the president that I want, on what basis are you choosing? Are there any parameters that might help us as a nation choose who will take us into the future for a future rather than destruction? We'll talk about it today as we look at God's precepts for life. I'm sure that you have heard the statement that everything rises and falls on leadership. There's a verse in Proverbs that I would like you to look at, and it's Proverbs chapter 28. And in Proverbs chapter 28, it says this, "By the transgression of a land, many are its princes, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, so it endures." What is God telling us? That if we want a land that endures, if we want a nation that continues, a nation that does not experience the wrath of God, leadership is key. We need a man of knowledge. We need a man of understanding. And that's why God has burdened my heart to do this series, America at the Crossroads. America is in dire trouble because the things that we once called evil, we are now calling good. And I want to tell you something, evil and good do not change. It's either good or it's evil. It's not one time good and the next time evil. God is a God of principles. God has laid out for us in His Word the principles and precepts of life. And it says in Psalm 119, "Through thy precepts I get understanding, and I hate every false way." An evil way is a false way. An evil way and a false way has a beginning. It has a source, and that source is the enemy of our souls. We know from John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus turns to these religious leaders that are blind. They are spiritually blind, and yet they're the leaders of the people. And He says, "You are of your father, the devil. You want to do the works of your father. Your father is a murderer from the beginning. He is a liar, and he is the father of lies." Satan is defined and described as a deceiver. He's described as a destroyer. He's also described, which makes him very dangerous, as an angel of light. In other words, he appears to be good. He appears to be light when really his kingdom is that of evil and his kingdom is that of darkness. And so you and I have to have our eyes open. We have to know what the Word of God says, and we have to realize that when we go to the polls in November, if you go in December, it's too late, it's over. But when we go to the polls in November and we mark who we want as a president, that leader can affect the future of the United States of America. Now, there's another aspect. I'm talking to you in the level of the will of man, the free will of man. But there is a parallel truth that goes with that. And that parallel truth is the sovereignty of God. And they run like a railroad track, two tracks that get the train there, but that are parallel and that really never meet, because if they meet, then the train goes in the wrong way. So the tracks always change, but there's still two parallel tracks. One track is the sovereignty of God, which means God rules over all. And God tells us in the book of Samuel, and he tells us in the book of Daniel, that it is he who sets up kings. It is he who takes kings off of their thrones. He allows many times wicked people to rule over a nation because God is judging that nation. Now, what we have seen from the beginning of the series is in Ezekiel 14, if a nation sins against me, if a country sins against me, then he's going to judge the country. We saw it confirmed in a parallel prophet who was Jeremiah. We saw it in Jeremiah chapter 18. A nation cannot sin against God and get away with it. We saw it in Psalm 2 that the nations are devising a thing against God and they're trying to throw his fetters off and they want nothing to do with him and they think that they can get away with that, but they can't because there is a sovereign God. So this sovereign God knows what's going to happen, but he also shows us that he will act according to our ways. This is why God sends prophet after prophet after prophet saying, repent, turn back, return to me, listen to me. He's trying to get our attention and he's trying to get us to walk that straight and narrow path of righteousness. Now we've come to Ezekiel chapter 22, where God is talking about the bloody city. He's talking about Jerusalem. He's talking about how he's going to have to deal with them because they have shed blood. So this is the first word of the Lord now that comes to Ezekiel. And he says, listen, you bloody city, I'm going to have to judge you. But then after he says that, he's not just judging them because they've shed blood, but he's judging them because they've defiled themselves with idols. They are worshiping other things. They're not honoring God as God. And then he also talks about the way that they treat their mothers and fathers. He talks about the lewdness in the land and the immorality and the incest. This is all going on in a land that has the commandments of God that make it very clear that any kind of sex outside of marriage, any kind of sex outside of marriage is wrong. And he tells us too that a man is not to lie with a man and a woman is not to lie with a woman. That is an abomination to the Lord. That's what he says. Now that doesn't make me popular to say that, but I want to tell you something. I care about you enough to give you truth, and I respect God and I fear God enough to handle his word accurately and not to compromise it. I'm not homophobic. I am not, and these are brands that when they decided to market homosexuality and make it an acceptable lifestyle in the United States of America and even give homosexuals civil rights and make them a special group, they marketed this. They had a plan, and that plan has been executed. You can read about it in the book, The Marketing of Evil, and he will explain to you the plan that they had to make homosexuality acceptable. Well, it's not acceptable in God's eyes. And it brings judgment, the judgment of God on the land, even as shedding a person's blood. So abortion, which was marketed and a 140-year law in New York, was turned around in just a matter of a couple of years by marketing and making abortion acceptable and coming up with catchy phrases like, this is my body and I have a right to control what happens to my body. So they marketed evil. What's happening is they marketed evil in the days of the prophet Ezekiel, in the days of the prophet Jeremiah, in the days of the prophet Daniel. And so God is coming along and he is speaking to them. It's the days of Uzziah and Jotham and Ahaz and Hezekiah. And in the midst of all of this, God is speaking to the people and he's saying, I'm going to judge you. And so he talks about the judgment. Then the second word of the Lord comes, and this is in verse 17. He says, "And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, the house of Israel has become dross to me. All of them are bronze and tin and iron and lead in the furnace. These, they are the dross of silver." In other words, here is silver, which has value, and iron attaches itself to it, and lead attaches itself to it, and tin attaches itself to it, and keeps it from being pure silver. So what God does, or what a silversmith does, is he takes that silver, and along with those other ores, he lays it down, he hammers it, he breaks it into small pieces, he heats a fire, he puts a crucible in the fire, puts that metal in the fire, and then consumes the dross, consumes the tin, the lead, the other, so that the pure silver eventually can be seen because the impurities are wiped off. So what he talks about here is in verse 19, he says, "Because all of you have become dross, therefore, behold, I am going to gather you in the midst of Jerusalem as they gather silver and bronze and iron and lead and tin in the furnace to blow fire on it in order to melt it. So I will gather you in my anger and my wrath, and I will lay you there and I will melt you." And so he says, "I, the Lord," in verse 22, "have poured out my wrath on you." Then he comes with another word, a third word. Now, if you got our free study guide, if you went online to preceptsforlife.com, or if you called 1-800-763-1990, that's 1-800-763-1990, you were able to download a special study guide that we've put together to help you understand what's happening with America at the crossroads. And we have Ezekiel chapter 22 in that study guide, and we've told you how to mark it. Well, you know what's coming, because in the third time that the word of the Lord comes in verse 24, it says, "Son of man, say to her, you are in a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation." In other words, God is indignant against you. God is dealing with you. God is bringing these calamities on you to get your attention, to cause you to fall on your knees, to cause you to cry out to God, and nothing's happened. You're holding on to the tin and the lead and all the dross. You refuse to be refined. Nothing is happening. And so this is what he says. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in her midst. And then he's going to speak to the prophets, to the rulers, to the princes, to the people. And what is he going to say? Well, it all has to do with what is coming in this election. The two meet, history and current affairs. And you're going to find out the truth in just a minute. Girls, I don't know about you, but I know about me. I know that life is really demanding right now, and that there are lots of pressures. And what I do every day is I cry, "Help, Lord. I want to be the woman you want me to be in this situation." And I'm sure that that's the way you feel. I say, "Help, Lord. I need peace. I need understanding. I need hope." Well, that happens to be the title of our women's conference that's coming October 21st through the 23rd. And we want to invite you to come. I can see you and eat with you and have fellowship with you and open the Word of God along with other women who have been in all sorts of varied situations. We're going to teach you the Word of God, and we're going to bring you, I pray, into a relationship with God that will strengthen you for the days ahead. Come and join us. I would love to put my arms around your neck. Welcome back, beloved. These are not easy messages, are they? I'm sure you might prefer to have me saying, oh, peace, peace, everything is going to be peace, everything is going to be prosperity, and don't worry. This is America, the United States of America. Nothing can ever happen to this nation. God is going to keep us. We're a light to the rest of the world. Oh, I know that that would be a good message to hear, but I want to tell you something. It wouldn't be a message from God. We love to have prophets that tickle our ears. We love to have people that bring a smile to our face and say, everything is just fine. Don't worry. Just be happy. Don't worry. We cannot. We have to face reality. And it is just my passion, beloved, that not that you like me, but that you hear what God is saying through His Word, and you take the Word of God and you bring it into your life, and you live by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And you know that every word that He says will surely come to pass. Jesus said it. He stood by the Word of God, by the whole counsel of God. So we come to Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 24. And He says, you're a land that is not cleansed or rained on, and it's rain that cleanses the heavens on the day of indignation. Why? He says, there is a conspiracy of her prophets in her midst like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured lives. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in the midst of her. In other words, you've got prophets that are not prophets of God. And those prophets, prophets, are profiting, profiting, are profiting off of other people by giving them what they want. And yet they're tearing the prey in the midst. They are just like the abortionists that are going into that womb and cutting up that little baby and pulling its body parts out part by part. That's what they're doing. And so He says, this is the state of the land. Now listen, if you listen carefully and you measure everything that you hear by the Word of God, you can know this, beloved, that there are many false prophets out there, many people that declare themselves prophets, declare themselves apostles, this and that, and have a word from the Lord and a fresh word and a new word. Let's just get the real word. The Word of God. He says if they give you visions and dreams, they're giving you chaff. They're not giving you wheat. So then we come to her priests. Her priests have done violence to my law and have profaned my holy things. They have made no distinction, now listen carefully, between the holy and the profane, between good and evil. He says they have not taught the difference between the unclean and the clean. You see, we live in a society where we want everything to be acceptable. We don't want any absolutes. We don't want to hear about any right or any wrong. We want every man of us wants to do what is right in our own eyes. We want to be, so to speak, free agents. But listen to me. There is a right. There is a wrong. There is light. There is darkness. There is good. There is evil. And we need to understand that. And so God talks about these people, says they hide their eyes from my Sabbaths and I am profaned among them. Here they are claiming to be, now listen carefully, claiming to be from God, claiming to lead people in a true worship of God, and they are profaning, they are degrading God. And then He says, her princes within her are like wolves tearing the prey and shedding blood and destroying lives. Now listen, in order to get dishonest gain. How do you feel when you find a congressman or a senator that has taken money under the table or that is pushing a bill that is not for the good of the people or attaching one bill to another bill so that it won't be noticed and sliding that in and getting money under the table? How do you feel about that? Well, this is what he's saying is happening with the princes. They are destroying lives in order to enhance their own life. But you can know this, there's a God in heaven. And be ye sure, he says, your sins will find you out. He says they are destroying lives in order to get dishonest gain. They bribe them in the courts. They take lawyers. Lawyers take cases. And they know that the people are guilty. And yet they're this hotshot lawyer that's going to get all this profit, that's going to get a guilty person off. Where is our moral? Where are our morals? Where is our integrity? What has happened to character, to righteousness, to godliness, to a fear of God and a respect of God? America's at the crossroads, and we've taken the wrong road, and it's going to lead us off of the cliff. Then he says, her prophets have smeared whitewash for them. For them whom? Them princes. The prophets are coming along and they're supporting what these people are doing by putting whitewash over it instead of showing it what it is. They are seeing false visions. They're divining lies for them, saying, thus says the Lord God. And he says, the Lord God has not spoken. And then it says, the people of the land have practiced oppression, and they have committed robbery. They have wronged the poor and the needy, and they have oppressed the sojourner without justice. So God says, I have searched for a man. I searched for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap before the land so that I would not destroy it. And I found no one. God help us. God help us as we choose the next president of the United States of America. God help us to get a man who will stand in the gap, who will build up the wall, who will not fear the face of man, who will stand against the media and be a man of integrity. So I want to share with you today, and I want to share with you tomorrow. I want to share with you some principles that you need to look for when you elect the next president of the United States of America. You need to look at the two candidates, because basically there are only two. You may not like Republicans, you may not like Democrats, or you may be a Democrat, but I'm telling you, you better vote for the best man. If the best man is a Democrat, vote for him. If the best man is a Republican, vote for him. Put aside your partisans, your party favors and that, and vote for who is the closest to the man that God can find to stand in the gap. And look for a man that has character. Look at the man's values. Look at the man's integrity. Now, let me give you this definition. Integrity is the possession of firm principles. Integrity is the quality of possessing and steadfastly adhering to high moral standards or professional standards. In other words, integrity is, this is what is right, and I'm not going to turn to the right, and I'm not going to turn to the left. If you want to see integrity, it's described in Joshua chapter 1, a person who was strong and who is courageous, who observes to do according to all that God has commanded him, who does not turn to the right, and who does not turn to the left. Which of the two candidates has a known history of character, a known history of integrity, a known history of values? This is you want to choose the better of the two. They may not be ideal, but choose the better of the two. I want to tell you something. See if they're tested. See if they're proven. We'll carry this on in the next lesson, and you don't want to miss it. But I'll be right back for one final precept for life. Thank you so much, beloved, for watching this program, for studying along with us, for being someone that wants the Word of God, not the froth, not the fluff, but the pure Word of God, not the chaff, but the wheat. Thank you. And thank you for being willing to learn how to study the Bible. Do you know that the passion of Precept Ministries is that we would be able to teach you how to discover truth for yourself? It is so important in these last and final days that you know truth, because it is truth that sets you free. If it is a lie, it leads to death. It leads to destruction. And we don't want you to be deceived. We want you to it's three D's, discover truth for yourself. Then we want you to go deeper. And that's the purpose of this Bible study, one after another. It's precept upon precept upon precept, truth upon truth upon truth, going deeper and deeper and deeper until the Word of God abides and dwells in you richly and comes back and is recalled to your mind. The third thing is that the third D is that you would disciple others. Now, what is the purpose of all of this? The purpose of all of this is so that we can see and live in such a way that exemplifies Christ, that through Christ, we are over the culture. Not the culture filtering down into our Christianity, but rather us living above the culture on another plane and calling people, those people that are discovering truth for themselves, those people that are going deeper, those people that we are discipling, and calling them to live life on a higher plane, a plane of righteousness. So you and I need to know the Word of God. And as we choose this president, and they may not be genuine Christians. You know a genuine Christian because there is a change in their life. You know a genuine Christian because there's a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. You know a genuine Christian because they follow Jesus Christ. Now, it's not that they don't go off the path every now and then. It's not that they don't stumble. It's not that they don't fall. But they are following Christ. They're walking as He walked. And this is the way you can tell the true from the false. But what if neither men are genuine Christians? Then which man comes closer to the character of a man that is an upright man before God? Which is the man of integrity? You have to examine their lives, and then you vote accordingly.
Thank you for watching today. All the programs you see on Precepts for Life are available on CD and DVD. To order your copy of today's program, log on to our website at preceptsforlife.com. To download your free copy of the study guide or to find out more about Precept Ministries International, click on our website or call us today at 1-800-763-1990. Join us for our next program as Kay shares more Precepts for Life.